Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is Jimmy O'Brien, and it is doubleheader day. The Yankees, I believe, are 10-1 in doubleheader games this season, and they got a doubleheader coming up against the Detroit Tigers. And it's a back-to-back, so I don't know if we're going to do another pregame show in between, because it's only a half-hour time slot, Jake.
Let's cover it all here, Jim. This will be easier for both of us.
Let's cover it all here! This will be easier for both of us.
Playing out each day. Remember that?
Yeah, copyright got us. Hey, you can't use that song, because someone wrote it.
We both kind of went full Joe Cocker for a minute. Yeah. It's a reference my dad would be happy about. That's
what funny. Would you do? The Sangatum.
Yanks Tigers
playing a game. Do the lineups right away, Jake. The Yanks kind of are running out the same lineup in a way. Feel bad for Gary again because they switched Gary to punt game. So. It's DJ LeMahieu batting first and playing second base. Aaron Judge in right field. Edwin Encarnacion DHing. Voit is in the cleanup spot at first base. DD Gregorius at shortstop. Gio at third. Cameron Maben in center field. Clint Frazier in left field. Alston Raymoyne catching. And Happer the Hapster is pitching. So they move Hap to the day game. CeCe and Herman get moved to the night game. Gary gets moved to the night game. Looks like this is all the good guys. Jake, you did say yesterday that you thought game one is going to be more important. Tire out the Tigers bullpen maybe if it's a close game, or make them use a lot of pitchers. Win game one, demoralize them, and then have the scrubs win game two. How do you feel about this lineup and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I'll come back at you a little bit on this. I mean, Gary's not in this lineup. I don't know if they want him working with C or Domingo, if that matters at all, or if it was just a coin flip. Glaber's not in this lineup. So, I mean, they've got guys. I think they're going to have, like I said, I think this is a B+. I think they'll have a B- for the second game. No Gardy, so he'll be in game two. So, I mean, we're going to see two good lineups. I mean, it's just I think it comes down to if we get – Are we getting September Hap? Because that would be badass. And if he can keep that going. And then, I mean, CeCe Domingo tonight, you wonder what kind of cord they have on CeCe if they're looking for the quick pull. But I'm good with this lineup, and I think tonight's is going to be good too.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that's possible. So you got Gary behind the dish, Glaber at short, Guardian center field, probably Wade in right, Maben or Clint in left, probably Clint in left, Ford at first, probably Tyro at short or second.
Glaber at short.
So Tyro at second?
Probably.
And then that means the third baseman has to double up, right? Unless you put... Yeah. Unless you put Wade in the infield and keep Maben in the outfield.
You could do something like that. You could see – I wouldn't be surprised if see Judge or someone DH game two.
Maybe, but it's not really going to be a good lineup, I don't think.
So I don't know. I think we're going to be seven deep next game and be happy with who we see out there, and I think for a doubleheader at this time of the season, you could be happy with that. And they'll probably want good defense behind CeCe and, well, CeCe mostly, and Herman to keep him going the right way.
I think game two is going to be a bigger game than game one. Bigger punt game than game one.
You have game two as a bigger punt game than game one.
Game one of this entire series on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought we were keeping it today. Okay. No, I mean, I don't know. I think the Yankees don't want to lose this series. I think they're going to go at game one to win. And I mean, they're pitching Domingo game two. I mean, that's still not like, that's not punt day. I know health is the priority, but it's not going to be a punt, punt, punt. I think they still want to win this series. And I've got some good confidence going with Happer. Again, against these Tigers, you're hoping to see it. And we'll see. Where are you at with Hap? Like, do you feel confident in him today, or are you just like, I don't know? There's a chance we get a good start, but also he could be Hap.
If he can't shut down this Tigers lineup, then I'm almost back on like his playoff spots and what's the word? Worry. Like, if he's had three good starts in a row, if he can't shut down the Tigers lineup, then it's almost like, well, maybe he's that long man out of the pen.
right.
You need at least, like, a quality start against this team.
Well, I guess, and that's what confuses me about game two, because with Herman going to be the bulk guy, essentially, you don't think the Yankees have a good chance in that game?
Yeah, I think they have a good chance because the pitching is going to be good. I think the lineup, it's a half hour after this game ends. Unless this game they blow them out and take guys out after two at-bats, it's going to be full punt with the lineup. They're not going to run Judge out for two games in a row on one day in the heat of Detroit when the playoffs are looming.
Heat of Detroit? What do you think's going on in Detroit?
Well, I don't know what Denver is, but the whole country's in a heat wave.
Detroit is 67 degrees.
Oh, it's rainy there, I guess. It's 100 degrees.
Won't be above 70 today.
Well, there you go. But it's 100 degrees in the three places I know where people live. So I thought it was just a whole country thing. Yeah, it's a half hour. It's a single ticket doubleheader. It's not day night. I think that you won't find many people playing both games, if any. Maybe Clint Frazier. I expect the next lineup to be like as punt as it gets.
Okay, I
hope I'm wrong, but I also kind of don't. I don't think it's worth it to play guys 18 innings in one day.
Yeah, and we'll see. Maybe I do like what you said. If the Yankees can get a big lead in this one, maybe they can sub some guys out to start them game two. But, I mean, Gardy, Sanchez, Torres, you got three right there. If you get a couple more, Clint, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Hap's got to have at least a quality start. I mean, he's got to give us length. And I think that they're going to ask Hap to throw, empty the tank with the doubleheader. Like, it's not like, hey, Hap, you gave us 70 good pitches. That's your win for the day. Get out of here. You know? We're at five innings, zero in runs. Like, let's get you out of here feeling good about yourself. It's like, nah, Hap, you're going to need to empty the tank here because we got a doubleheader. It's again, single admission doubleheader changes everything. We've used Chapman in two games of a doubleheader before, but that's day night.
Oh no, we're not doing that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So, and the bullpen's stacked and the rest of the bullpen is slop. So we really could use seven innings out of Hap.
Tarpley back today, trying to find a middle area between the straight trash and the bullpen.
I loved Tarpley last season. He's so bad. He's Chance Adams level bad in my mind this year.
Wow.
The catchers can't catch him, and that's like a major issue. Romine and Gary both can't catch Tarpley. He just fucking spikes sliders by the righty hitter's feet, and they just it's like crazy. Hap has thrown 90 pitches in his last three outings. He's thrown 90 plus in six of his last seven. So that other start versus Oakland was 80 pitches, four innings, five earned runs. If Hap does that, then that ruins everything he's done in the last three starts. If he has like
I think we need more good juju. We've been so good in doubleheaders this year.
I think we'll win the punt game because the Tigers don't care at all. You think the Tigers are going to get up for back-to-back? You think they're going to play a lot of their guys 18 innings in one day? They're going to play their B lineup, which is awful as well. So I have confidence that we win both games, but I think it's going to be full punt lineup from the Yankees.
Their B lineup is the same as their A lineup, but that's for very different reasons.
Yeah. Hap's going to throw 90, and hopefully it's good. Give us six innings pitch, zero earned runs again, Hap. Do it.
Easy.
You bitch.
If the Hap shutout inning streak becomes a thing,
awesome.
Yeah. The chat pointed something out. I can't because you're going to just get mad. You don't like the chat, but something about your angle of the camera has the cabinets behind your head looking like totally different than they did yesterday.
Oh, that's my shoulders.
Okay. I think it's the camera's more angled up instead of like straight, but it's wild. All right. Hap versus this lineup. Yo, he owns Miguel Cabrera. 17 plate appearances, 188 batting average, 188 slugging. 3 hits, all singles. Good shit.
Suck our duck, Miguel.
Heimer Candelario also has 12 at-bats versus Hap. Only 2 hits. Ooh. Thank God Nico Goodrum's not playing, because he crushes Hap.
Where's all the Goodrum?
Ronnie Rodriguez and his little dance move is 2-for-3 off Hap with a home run.
And cleanup.
So that means nothing, but watch out for that.
Talking Tigers, that's huge. That's what to watch for.
There was a kid who was doing like videos and reactions a couple seasons ago for the Tigers. I have no idea what his name was. I wonder if he's still doing it, because like how?
Reach out.
How could you steal? Someone that hears this has to kind of remember him. He had a video where he was like, Michael Fulmer's hurt. He was freaking out. Damn, man. His life. It's like good, good, kind of good. And like, bam. Just
bad, bad.
So bad.
You have to play off of it.
Damn. I mean, no one's watching. Like, no one's tuning in to Talking Tigers. Maybe 100 people. Whoa. That's my honest guess. Maybe 100 people are tuning into a Tigers podcast. Damn. Do we want to look at who's pitching for them?
Boyd.
Oh, yeah. We did this yesterday. So tune into yesterday's show. Find out stats against Boyd.
Boyd. Kind of good. Bad recently. Insert Fulmer joke. Not traded.
Romine. 0-for-5 versus Boyd. So Romine's going to have a double. I mean, that's a lock.
Yeah, I mean, Romine's my what to watch for, Jim. I don't know if you saw the stats. Romine's been nuts for a while. Since June 16th, 33 games, 347 batting average, 385 OBP, a 989 OPS.
Happer?
Romine.
He's the best.
Okay.
No, we both fell into the trap of like talking shit about Romine for 2 weeks this season. And then it's like
we got him going.
You can point out some stats that like say he's not good. But if you watch the games and see like when he plays what he does, he's been very good. He's been helpful.
Yeah. That's cool. Might get a chance. He's been really good for like 3 months.
DJ LeMahieu 1-for-3 with a double off of Boyd face. All right, Jake.
Yeah.
What's your what to watch for? Do you have one?
Romine. That's why I just gave you those stats. So you looked at something else and you asked if you said Hap after I gave up a bunch of hitting stats.
I thought you were giving Hap's stats batting average against in the last 3 months, proving that he's been good. But it was Romine.
Austin Romine for the past 3 months has hit 342 with a 395 OBP and a 981 OPS. I even segue. I said it's my what to watch for after you mentioned Romine getting a double.
He needs to get a double today. What's his at bats in that? Is it like
It's over 100. It's 33 games.
Cool. I didn't think it was that good. I just thought he was like stepping up. He had a really good July.
He's been great since middle of June, June 16th. That was the kickoff.
In August, he's had only 4 games where he had a complete game with no hits out of like 15. For backup, like all you want to do is get a hit. Hit 250. No one's asking for a backup to do that much. He's got 2 hits in his last 2 games, so he's got to get 2 hits today. That's what's different now, Jake.
Okay.
Wow, got to get 2 hits. My what to watch for is kind of the bullpen and Hap, like, to be... Oh, Guerin's first name is Corey? I was calling him Cody recently. Damn. I don't really like Guerin because of all the toe tapping and then the bad.
Right.
Hap's got to go. This needs to be like a... Dude, who are the longmen that are even available? Like, if it's Hap to... Someone like, you know, Hap to Sessa for three innings. Like, we don't have that availability. Who's it going to be? Yeah, that sucks. I'm not excited about that. Might try to use Canely in game one for an inning.
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally you use one of the good guys in game one and you have three ready to go for game two or something like that.
Like, Sessa's out. He threw 40 pitches 2 days ago. Nestor's out. He threw a bunch game one of this series. Chad Green? No, he started and threw three innings recently? I don't know.
No, Chad's available.
So Chad, maybe if Chad knows he's pitching, maybe it's...
We've got Chad and the Four Horsemen. We need them in two games today with Tarpley and ideally a little bit of positive slop.
Yeah, I don't know if Ottavino is going to go today unless they really need him to. They might save him for the night game. I don't know. He threw 27 pitches the other day, but there's an off day in between, so he should be fine. He should be fine. Game two is going to be wild. All right, how should we do the homer draft with two games and not knowing the second lineup?
Ooh, okay. I mean, there's a little roulette factor to it if you want it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So how about we take these? Do we want to take
four people guys? Each. Yeah, for the doubleheader.
And they count for both games.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that, but sure.
Kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
So we're good with that?
Yeah, you get to go first.
Okay. God, I'm nervous as all hell, Jim. Okay, so I can't take Clinton Deedy, if you remember that from the first game of the series, because I didn't. I am going to take Aaron Judge.
Okay, cool. With my first pick, I'm taking Gleyber Torres.
Okay.
And then with my second pick, I'm taking Voit.
Nice.
Now you get two picks.
So I will take Edwin Encarnacion.
Okay. Someone said we skipped the song. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Okay, got it.
Got it. Done.
I will take... This is tricky.
It's time to rock around.
Gio, and my last pick will be Gary.
Okay. Judge, Edwin, Gio, Gary. I got Gleyber, Voit, Maben, because I think he may play two, and Clint, because I think he may play two.
No Guardy giant mistake.
So I think we're seeing Seve at our event, right? Officially?
Yeah, it's official.
That's awesome.
And there's an honest chance for Stanton.
What a fucking pull that is. Are we sold out yet?
Does the good Lord work in mysterious ways? No, you need to tweet something, and hopefully that gets us there.
Okay, I'll do it. Will there be a pregame show after this first game? Nah, that's why we did both homer drafts. We tried to do that once on these... Same ticket.
If it's split, you can.
This is crazy. I got to do the post-game recap, and by the time I'm, like, done organizing the end-of-game thoughts, the next game starts, and the shelf life of that pregame show would be about a minute.
I heard they're just going to keep it running an 18-inning game.
It's basically what it feels like. You do a little orange slice break, and then you're good. Rich George. Hey, guys, I bought tickets to your event next week. I was never contacted about shirt size. Yeah, we bought just a ton of shirts in a ton of sizes, and hopefully you're triple XL because that's all we got.
That's not true. I'll be we'll be receiving an email probably today about the event. So look out for that.
Look out for that. Cool. John Boy can't smoke that much weed for all these games and recaps. I think we're out of that stuff in this house. Oh, plus, no. I have so much work to do today that I can't even. At the end, when we're done with game one, done with game two, done with the series recap, done editing the series recap, and it's 1 a.m. and I've been going since 10 a.m., I'll smoke then. That'll be nice. I'll be delighted by that.
Jim, right now, Friday, Massa, Saturday, Paxton, Sunday, TBD will likely be a bullpen game or Jordan Montgomery.
Bring it, Monty.
What a fucking season, huh?
I can't believe how much you hate Montgomery. My dad was like, I forgot how much Jake hates Monty.
Don't hate Monty.
I mean, that's all. Hate's too strong.
Hate's extremely strong and wildly wrong. So, yes, thank you.
Complete indifference.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like him.
Nope. Didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm telling you.
I was worried about some regression. And I didn't like him being compared to Andy Pettit.
No, you didn't.
Stand by that.
Well, you didn't understand how comparisons work.
Well, no, I do.
No. You said that you were happy when he got Tommy John. I have the text. Okay. I have the text message still.
Jimmy, say those words you ended with, Bretta.
No, you are the one that ends it with words. What are your last words? Come on, people are really excited about a final montage of all your last words, so give them something good. Jake's not saying words, even though the show can't end until he says words. And say words, Jake. Say your final words. People like this. Quit being a martyr. There's a format here. Jake's not saying words. Can't end the show. You gotta say a word. It's how the show works. Wow. The chat is so mad. Sorry about the terrible ending to this show. Jake decided not to do the funnest part of the show. See you guys later. We're out. Fish comb. These are the words they said you should have said. Cabinets. Salmon. Fish comb.
It was your turn to go. I set you up.
No, you do that.
Sometimes you do it. I send it back at you. It's a nice little twist. People like that.
We've never done that.
We've done that a couple times.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.